I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hey, grateful ones. Welcome to season 2 of After 30 with Cara Erigel. Before we start, let's take a few moments, a few deep breaths to make space for new learnings, rediscovery, and gratitude. Repeat after me. Thank you for this day. Thank you for the air I breathe. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for my ability to heal, to learn, to accept joy and abundance. Thank you for my unique abilities, my kindness, and my compassion. Thank you for love. Thank you for peace. Thank you for forgiveness. Take a couple more breaths, and when you're ready, let's start. Hey, I hope you're safe and well and ready to deep dive into this new season with me. Our 30s are pretty transformative, yeah? It can feel like so much has been happening, changing, coming and going, and we're just here surviving through it all. The thing is, I want to thrive. Don't you? I don't want to just survive. But before we get there, we have to fully accept the reality that our 30s is really a season of rediscovery and reinvention. We really aren't who and what we used to be, and that's okay. Even better, that's amazing. We get to reinvent ourselves. We get to decide who we want to be and how. That's crazy. It can be overwhelming and unbelievably difficult, but 100% doable and 1000% wonderful. Here are some tips, a guide, if you will, on how we can begin this process of metamorphosis. Number one, self-reflect. Take the time to really reflect on your life, your values and aspirations. What makes you happy and fulfilled? By now, you've probably been through quite a lot, and this is the perfect time to really look back and identify what truly matters to you so you know how to take the steps moving forward. Second, set clear goals and manifestations. Identify and really write down specific, achievable goals for both personal and your professional life. Then break them down into smaller, actionable steps. After figuring out what you truly value, use that as a guide to figure out where you want to go. Those are the perfect tools to help you move forward. Your experiences are unique to you, so use them. 3, embrace change. Seriously, this was the toughest one for me, but one of the most important and valuable tools for us to survive and thrive. Be open to change. It seriously is one of the only constant things in this world. Embrace the idea that personal growth almost always involves leaving your comfort zone. Number 4, explore your interests. I love this part. Reconnect with old passions and explore new interests. Wait, what? You can do that? Abso-freaking-lutely. Try new hobbies, new activities, and discover what resonates with you. I personally have been rediscovering old hobbies. I'm going back to dancing, singing, writing, charity, and community work even. All of these passions I thought were long gone. Now I realize have just been there all along, waiting for me to welcome them back into my life. I'm also discovering new ones, and it's pretty exciting and humbling at the same time. Number 5, seek inspiration. Read books, study, take online classes, take classes in general, watch valuable documentaries, listen to podcasts, engage with content that inspires and motivates you. Well, you're here now, so you're on the right track. No, really, I love you. Thank you for being here. Learn continuously. Invest in your education and skill development. Consider taking courses that align with your goals. Number 6, create a vision board. Visualize your goals and aspirations by creating a vision board with pictures, quotes, words that represent the future you desire. I did this in 2017, 2018, 2019. I don't know why I stopped in 2020, but I just recently started doing it again because I looked back at the vision boards I made before, and I kid you not, the hairs on my back stood up because I've ticked off a lot of the dreams on the list. Living by the beach, marrying Paolo, having this podcast, and that's just some of them. Visualize your future regularly. This will help manifest them. Visualize and live as if they're already happening. Have you ever tried getting in touch with your bank, but you're stuck for 30 minutes on a call? What about sending them a message, but their chatbot just doesn't understand you? With GoTime Bank, you talk directly to a person. Opening an account is a breeze because their friendly bank ambassadors will help you set up in just under 5 minutes. Here's the best part. You can get in touch with GoTime Bank without the stress of chatbots and call menus misunderstanding your issues. Your very own personal banker will be the one to assist you. Don't settle for less. GoTime Bank has the best customer service for me. Download the GoTime Bank app now and visit the nearest kiosk to open an account for free.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
7. Prioritize self-care. I cannot stress this enough. Take care of your physical, mental, emotional well-being. Work out. Find the exercise that best suits your schedule and your lifestyle. Eat well as much as you can. Take the time to meditate. And please, please, please get enough sleep. 8. Actively assess your health. Schedule regular checkups and keep your physical health on track. Come on, I know you're starting to feel all sorts of things in your 30s. Also, if you're starting a family or already have kids, your health is a major priority. Make sure to get regular checkups. This is so important. Seek professional help is number 9. I don't really believe that the only time you should seek professional help is when there's something wrong. Consult with a therapist, a life coach. They will help you navigate your personal journey and give you the best tools to overcome challenges and get to know yourself better. Number 10, build a support network. Surround yourself with positive, supportive people who encourage your personal growth. Who you surround yourself with will be your energetic circle. Think about that real hard. 11. Financial planning. Take this time, if you haven't been doing so already, to review your financial situation, create budgets, and set financial goals that align with your reinvention journey. Number 12. Declutter and simplify. Streamline your life by decluttering physical possessions and simplifying your daily routines. Seriously, use your energy only for what you value. There's already so much going on. You're going to have to shave off the fluff. Number 13, embrace failure. Understand that setbacks and failures are part of growth. Learn from them and keep moving forward. Number 14, practice mindfulness and journal.
I don't know why this wasn't number one on the list, but here we are.
Develop and keep practicing mindfulness to stay present and to reduce stress. You know this, we've done this, we do this a lot here. We're going to keep doing it. Number 15, volunteer and give back. This is such a meaningful way to connect with your community and discover new passions. Also, the best way to feel real joy and fulfillment is when you give back. Number 16, time management. I, for one, am still learning this and keep relearning and learning. Develop effective time management skills to balance your reinvention efforts with your existing responsibilities. Number 17, set boundaries. Learn to say no when necessary and establish clear set boundaries to protect your time and your energy. Number 18, celebrate small wins. Acknowledge and celebrate your achievements, no matter how small. This boosts your self-esteem and motivation. Number 19, forgive your past. Forgive yourself for past mistakes and let go of any regrets. Your past has shaped who you are today, but it's not who you are anymore. Number 20, patience and perseverance. Understand that reinvention is a journey that takes time. Stay patient and persevere through the challenges. And number 21, enjoy the journey. Remember that the process of reinventing and rediscovering yourself is as important as the destination. Enjoy the journey and all the lessons it brings. I'm not going to lie to you and tell you this is easy. I mean, it's been a roller coaster for me, and this is exactly why we're here. There's really so much going on lately. I know it's been very overwhelming. I am overwhelmed too. Freaking sometimes I don't even know where to begin. But that's the thing. Each day is always an opportunity to start again. I'm happy you're here. I'm happy you're choosing to be kind to yourself, to be honest with, and to forgive yourself. I am so grateful for you. See you again next week.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.